Don't need no other liquid. The one no one will see. Don't need the latest fashion. The one my out of time. I got my out of motion. I got that super potion. If you think I'm going crazy, but it might be true, babe. No first class, don't need no second class. All of the best stuff, all that good is why I've got my plan of fame, I've got that quality fame. And if you think I'm going crazy, but if I did, it might be you.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is the 239th time that I've done this fucking bullshit. I tested all the levels, just did a sound check, just did two of them to make sure that the levels are good. And if this is as blown out as the first half of the last one was, I tell you what, I might fire Smirnoff, the sound guy, and then I'm going to shit all over the floor of this million-dollar studio. Then I'm going to piss all the shit to one side of the room. Then I'm going to let it dry and harden. I'm going to use it as a ramp for my Matchbox cars. But I'm not going to fucking re-record it or anything. Fuck that. Ain't nobody got time for that fucking shit. if you've got some time to kill, go on over to our find friends at www.gruntfreepress.com. Tell them Absolute Deicide sent you, and you'll get a free vintage priceless Matchbox car with every purchase over $20. And I think these ones, they're telling me these feature some unique realistic mud splatter decals on them. As you can tell, this is going to be a very sophisticated, academically inclined episode where we're actually going to learn something together for once. As promised, I took a deep dive into the age-old pixels versus voxels debate. And after hours of research I spent in the Library of Congress, I actually drove down to D.C., it turns out it's not a debate at all. I just didn't understand it. I actually did get it, but reading articles and shit, I still don't understand the technical wizardry that makes the Blade Runner game look so good. the whole point is like, why does this look better than all the shit they make now? Oh, could they use voxels? And you look at shit that uses voxels today, I'm like, that looks like garbage. that looks even worse than fucking, I still don't get that. I probably should have researched that specifically about how they did some of the Blade Runner shit, and it probably would have been a better use of my time, but I think we've talked enough about Blade Runner, and I'd like to keep this show fresh at all times, so Dark Souls, Castlevania, Silent Hill, I don't know, fucking Mike Futter is a faggot. Yeah, so what I did dig up on what the difference, differentiates pixels and voxels. That is actually a real humdinger. An interesting fact about the word humdinger: its origins date back to the early 1800s in the southern territories of the United States, where plantation owners would get uneasy, when the cotton fields were too quiet in the morning, they'd go out and have their cup of joe and just no sound. That was always a bad sign. So they'd ride around on horseback with a shotgun ready to go, and they'd yell, look around, it'd be quiet, and kind of give them all the side eye, and they'd yell, hum, dumb nigger. And over the course of hundreds of years, I mean, it just, that kind of got soaked into the everyday vernacular. And it actually got shortened to humdinger, which is widely used as a cute, folksy saying with just a few warm undertones of racism. So if you want the short answer, true pixel art is done on a 2D plane, and they fill like a flat grid with colors. It's like the pixels, squares, you know, the fucking 2D, just putting in whatever colors you want to make an image. It's exactly what you think it is. I mean, look at fucking, you know, like Mario's sprite from the original Super Mario Brothers. And, you know, if you just take like a screenshot of that and you enlarge it, and you can see every block and, you know, every square, it's like, okay, it's just squares, you know what I mean? They're pixels. They just fucking, you can count the pixels, and if you put a fucking grid over it, and all right, sure. That's pretty self-explanatory what pixels are. You know, how somebody, you can tell how somebody drew that, and they animate, you know, even if you want to look at like the, well, it's animated, it's like they animated like a cartoon where it's just different frames and different, you know what I mean, different movements and shit. Another frame would be the sprite, you know, in a different position, and it makes it look like he's walking. All right, so it's like, you know, it's like making a fucking flip book or something like that. and then if you want to look at like the most obvious example of what voxels are, I mean, look at Minecraft. Like, Minecraft is made up of voxels. It's made out of like 3D cubes. Like, those are voxels. And the smallest cube that you can break something down into in Minecraft, like, that would be a single voxel. You know what I mean? So everything's just made out of these 3D cubes, right? That's a voxel. And that's really simple too, right? I mean, it makes sense in like a 3D game, like why you would want something, you know, it's like a 3D perspective, you're walking around it in 3D, like you understand, like, okay, well, the simplest thing to do rather than make it up of polygons, you know what I mean, and make it up of fucking just 3D cubes, like 3D pixel art, voxels. And when you're seeing it from like every angle and shit, like it exists in 3D, and people will say like, well, that looks 2D because it's, you know, looks like it's 2D. It's just made out of like cubes, you know what I mean? And you know, in Minecraft's case, like it uses like, low resolution textures, and you can see every block or every voxel again. Like, all right, makes sense. All right. Yeah. You get it right. That's a voxel. But why and how, would you make a 2D game out of 3D voxels? Well, first we need to know the difference between vector and raster graphics, I guess. I mean, that's what one of the articles that I read said anyway. So raster displays are what you're going to be most familiar with, like every modern TV, or, you know, every modern monitor or TV uses raster. Which is, you know, it's a grid made out of pixels. You know, my monitor is like displays 3,444 pixels vertically and 1440 pixels, horizontally and 1440 pixels vertically. So, you know, again, it's like a 2D grid is what you're looking at, right? Even like CRTVs, like the old school tube TVs, like even those where it's a grid, like you can see the fucking grid, the pixels. That's raster, right? It's a grid. Then there's vectors, as in like the game Vector Man. A vector image uses a more complex mathematical equation to pinpoint where to draw a line. So if you look at like a curved line and on like a vector display, they have like smoother curves to them, and they're more like precise. You know, it's not, again, it's not just going through like the pixels. It's not like limited to those, the pixels on the display. But, I mean, the only way to see, like, true vector art is with a, you know, you have to have, like, a vector monitor, which hasn't been produced or widely used anyway. Like, you can't just go to the store and, like, oh, I want, like, a vector monitor, you know what I mean? Like, they haven't fucking used that in, like, 40 years or so. So, you know, if you were to play even, like, a old fucking game like Asteroids on, like, an original vector monitor, you're seeing, like, a true representation of like the vector art that was made for that game. Like, that's not pixel art. Like, it wasn't made in blocks. It was fucking this vector. It's like the more precise shit to, you know, shit looks curved and all that. But you play that same game on a high, you can, you know, the highest end 4K HDR whatever, 244 hertz fucking monitor, and it still has to be, like, pixelized again, even though it's fucking, like, well, you know what I mean? It's going to be more, looking at a higher through, like, a higher resolution TV is going to be better than a lower one. It's just not going to be pixelated on top of, you know what I mean? It's already going to be pixelated, but they're able to do, like, a higher resolution image if they wanted to. But it's still not, like, vector, you know what I mean? It's still not, like, the precise fucking image that it should be spitting out. It has to be pixelized, rasterized, rather. So basically everything that we see on a modern display has been pixelized before you watch it or play it, but you would only say that it looks pixelized or pixelated or whatever if it was made that way, you know, the resolution of the image, so you could, like, see individual pixels. You say, like, oh, it looks pixelated, you can see, like, fucking little squares and shit everywhere. Which opens up a whole another can of worms about, I don't really understand what I knew of vector monitors and all that. You know, again, I've been to fucking, like, the old arcades and shit and played that. You can definitely tell the difference, but I mean, we had to wonder, like, what happened to, like, vector display technology, you know what I mean? Like, why did that just, like, stop in favor of raster? Is it just fucking, like, oh, it's just way cheaper to fucking produce raster TVs, so, or whatever, monitors, so it's like, dude, just fuck this shit, you know what I mean? It's just fucking a lot easier to do. It does seem like a big step backwards in terms of, like, image quality, and when everything went fucking raster, when everything got rasterized, but I don't know, maybe some other time when I feel like losing more listeners. So the pixel versus voxel thing is more about how the art is generated. Again, everything's, you look at a TV, is fucking rasterized or pixelized. I'm saying, like, how they actually make the art. So basically 2D equals pixel, 3D equals voxel. And I was looking at all these examples of, like, you know, here's like pictures of, here's an example of what voxel art looks like. and like, most of them just look like, it looks like something out of Minecraft they pull. It's just like these blocky fucking, simple, like, boxy things. You can just look at it and say, like, yeah, obviously I can see that they look like they're made out of Legos. It's just like 3D blocks. So I go, here's like an entire environment like that, and it just, you know, looks like a 3D Lego diorama or something. And I mean, that's cool and all, but it looks like what it is. You know, it looks like something made out of blocks, or at least, again, what I was looking at, like, oh, here's the example. It's like, yeah, I could tell. It's like, you don't have to fucking, like, yeah, okay, it's made out of, I see how they did that. Like, think of the game Fez. Remember that game, Fez? Would that be a pixel or a voxel game? You know, if you never played Fez, I think you should. Fez is actually a really good game. Even though Phil Fish seems like a real fucking cunt. Most indie developers are, so we're going to draw the line on that. So the entire hook of Fez was, you know, at first you're playing it, it looks like any, you could just, like, oh, yeah, it's Fez, whatever. It's just like this another, like, 2D pixelated, you know, pixel art game. But then you come to a point in the game where you can rotate the camera, and it turns out the whole game has been made out of, like, the 3D blocks, which are, again, it's not like 2D, then you just simply, like, use a grid. It's like everything was built with blocks, like these 3D blocks. So that would be class, it would be pixels, or would it be voxels? That's actually a trick question, retards. Those are actually trisels. Or trixels, I'm sorry, they're trixels. I trixled you. Trixels are 3D pixels. Trixels are voxels that get turned into 16 by 16 by 16 trials. And of course, you know that trials are 3D tiles. I'm going to be honest, I don't think the article that I read was very good at explaining these fucking things, but it was long. The article was like a long fucking thing that I read, so I assumed it would have good information, and now all of you have to suffer for it too. But I did find a small section in all that horseshit that showed an example of something that looked like Blade Runner's graphics. I was like, fucking, like, oh, okay, that's like exactly what I'm looking for. Like, how do they do that? Like, you know, says it's made out of voxels, but it looks like it's 2D pixels, you know what I mean? And looking at that, like, it seems like most of Blade Runner was indeed made out of voxels, or more specifically, going from that example, they used 3D models, you know, like the models were made out of voxels, and they used put pixel art textures on them. So, you know, the character models are vector based, and they use like a skeleton rig for motion capture and shit. But they're not just like, you know, it's not just like 2D digitized full motion video. It's not just like a camera, and they use the fucking, it's like, oh, cut out Photoshop, you know, whatever, Photoshop cut out like that digitized image and use that. Like, it's not like Mortal Kombat characters and shit, as I previously stated last episode about Blade Runner. So I hope that clears things up. The bottom line is, fucking Blade Runner is a goddamn work of art, and I have a long way to go before I start my vector art career. But let's talk about something more fun, like living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland after a nuclear meltdown has mutated the wildlife into crazed psychic beasts, and the dead roam the irradiated zones where the last remnants of humanity continue to fight each other over political and religious differences. In other words, get out of here, stalker. If you remember that classic meme, if you're an old piece of shit like me. Whenever anybody mentioned Stalker, Shadow of Chernobyl, or anything about the Stalker series, or like, is there going to be a Stalker sequel? And there'd always be in the comments, there'd always be like that one guy who would post, get out of here, Stalker, and now I know where that's from. I took the hint that it was from the from the game fucking Stalker, you know what I mean? But, in the game, you walk through one of like the towns, and there's a building you have to go through where some guy says that repeatedly, so you hear it like over and over. So now I feel like I understand that more, and I feel like I fit in with that special meme group. You know, it's like a secret handshake. Like, oh, I experienced that too. I get that reference. So I finished Stalker Texas Ranger, and that wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do. I was saying that the game just started off really hard, and you know, there were some areas in the middle of it as I was going through where I felt like, all right, I'm getting the hang of it. Like the weapons and the armor I had on were, it feels like it was a little overpowered. Like I wasn't having too much trouble like going through, and I could take some shots and just fucking sit there and like pick people off and not worry about it. But towards the end, Jesus Christ, I think, if you wanted to count them up, I think my most pressed keys on the keyboard while playing it had to be like F5 and F6. Like, you know, I was quick save and quick load. And yeah, I'm firmly against save scumming in most games, but yeah, there was just no way I was getting through it otherwise. Like, it's just fucking, I'm not going to get through this fucking game without having to like keep doing this. I'm not fucking playing all these sections over again and, you know, like killing one guy and then dying like the next second. You know, otherwise it's going to take me like 200 fucking hours. It was going to be ridiculous. It doesn't help that most of the side quests bugged out on me. you get to this part in the game where you have to get inside a nuclear power plant. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Chernobyl that you're going into. And around then it starts getting a little more like supernatural. You know, there's zombies and monsters and fucking zombie monsters or whatever. And there's this guy there, a scientist guy, in a bunker. And that's like a major turning point in the gameplay. Like, he's basically, I think he's like the last vendor before what you would call like the end game. Like, it's almost like, all right, this is the last guy, you get to like stock up on shit, and then you're gonna be kind of, what you have you're gonna use besides what you scavenge when you go out. So you're trying to like stock up on shit. So he's got shit that you pretty much need to like go through, you know. It's like, I think I got like the gun, you can buy the gun from him that you're probably gonna use until the end, and you know, tons of ammo that you want to stock up on as much as you can, and because you're also going to be using that. And you know, he's got like a heavy radiation suit because there's pockets of high level radiation that will kill you in seconds out there if you don't have it. And he also gives you a bunch of side quests to do that send you back in the direction where you came, like towards the beginning of the game. It's fucking, it's kind of, again, it's like an end game thing of like, well, you know, before you head off to the end, like you go back and I'll go get me this from this fucking town that you visited like hours ago. Like just go back and grab this from my house and come back or kill this fucking monster. And I'm assuming that if you finish those, it would give you like a ton of money or good equipment or whatever. And I have to say, I can only assume that because, yeah, all of the side quests completely glitched out on me. So, I mean, to do like the side quests in Stalker, you know, it's what you would expect. You know, you talk to an NPC and whatever, you agree to like, go clear out a monster nest or go fetch some item for them and then return. And then they give you a reward. Again, pretty standard stuff. So I did one quest for this guy, the scientist guy there. And he was just stuck in like an endless like dialogue loop where every line of dialogue you could see was okay, thanks. And it's like, okay, go on. Or like fucking like, do you have a job for me? No matter what you press, it would just say, okay, thanks. And that's actually on top of like another dialogue loop he was stuck in, that he would say out loud whenever you were like in like a mile radius of him, where he'd just be saying like, hello there, like over and over, like as soon as you enter the area, like he'd be going off to the fucking nuclear power plant, like going inside the tunnels, you can still hear him like, hello there, shit like that, you know. 10 years later and the game is still pretty broken. Hey, you can finish it, like I can attest to that, like I did go through it and finish it. I won't say no problem. Like it crashed a couple times and shit, and there's shit like this that happens, but it's like I was still able to finish it. So broken but doable, you know. Much like my dick. So yeah, shit like that pops up and you've just got to focus on like the main missions. I thought maybe if I finished, I was thinking like, maybe if I finished the main mission, that he gave me like the scientist guy gave me, and I go do that first, then I come back to him. Or if I restart the game and like reload it and fucking just god, maybe that'll just like fix itself, like this little thing. But nope, it didn't. Like whatever those quests were, like whatever the fucking rewards for, I just couldn't do them. And even there was like another side mission later on that I did. It was a pretty cool like mission too. Yeah, you see, you know, you're going through past the fucking power plant and shit. There's like more, you know, it's heading up towards the end. You see like this run down abandoned town, and there are some like stalkers like hanging out by a fire, like just outside like this town that you see. And they're whatever playing guitar and shit. You can go up and like talk to them, and they tell you that the town is like infested with some kind of invisible vampire creatures, on account of the radiation. That's what radiation turns people into, invisible vampire creatures. And they want you to go and just like, you know, just go clear them out of the town and come back and whatever, get a reward. You know what I mean? And it's a really well designed, spooky town. You know, there's probably like these 30 dilapidated houses and like some towers and shit you can climb, and you know, all these fucking basements you can go into and check out. So I was just like going through clearing them out one by one, and then every now and then, you know, sure enough, like they'd be like an invisible vampire just hiding out in a corner somewhere, and you'd fight it. And it's like, yeah, I really like that little section, like that little town was cool. I was thinking about moving there actually. But yeah, then I go back for my reward, you know. It's like on my map, like the, you know, it's like, you have like a waypoint right there, like where to go back to. It says pops up like, oh, go back for the reward. And this guy's like highlighted on the map and shit. Go back there, and it's like, you know, they're stuck in a fucking dialogue loop again, you know, fucking, they couldn't get anything for it, but I'm like, I still get like some shit. I still get like some loot out of the houses. I'm like, whatever, dude, I don't really care what this is, but you know, it's just kind of like frustrating. It was just like, all right, well, I'm just not gonna, all these side quests they had like saved up. I'm like, oh, I'll fucking try to make sure to do this before the end of the game. And it's like, well, all this shit's broken. Like there's no point. So, you know, side quests, Shadow of Chernobyl. So I actually thought I was going to be in a bit of a money bind there, because going towards the end again, you know, I reach an area where the game tells me, there's a big message pops up on the screen. It's like, oh, you need, this is areas like radioactive or whatever. You need a protective suit in order to pass. And I was like, looking, I'm like, well, I'm wearing a protective suit. Like I'm wearing like a, you know, one of those big fucking puffy radiation suits or whatever. One that I was almost positive that I got from the fucking scientist guy, the bunker vendor there, the hello there guy, but which I thought, like, you know, I did his main mission. I thought, like, oh yeah, well, you know, here's this. And then, like, I'm pretty sure I'm like, oh, I have a radiation suit. That must be what will let me go into like the fucking the last areas there. Like I thought that was the whole point of going there. It was fucking like, oh, get the suit that you need or whatever, some prototype suit. But then I was also remembering, like, well, I can't pass through here when I'm wearing this. And I remember, like, looking at the guy's inventory, and he had another radiation suit that you could just buy from him. And I was thinking, like, maybe do I need that now? Like, do I need to, like, go buy that to get through this last part of the game? And, like, was that something I probably could have bought? Or maybe that would have been, like, a reward for the side quest, or I would have had, like, enough money from doing his side quest that I would have been able to afford it. But it was, like, expensive as shit. So, and his, you know, his side quests were broken. You know what I mean? So I fucking no idea. So, yeah, I trekked halfway across the fucking map back to hello there, scientist guy. And, you know, that took about 20 minutes, maybe, like, one way thankfully I fucking could tell, like, I memorized it. They couldn't, like, put, again, I had no side quest for him, so I couldn't, like, put, like, a waypoint on to follow him back there. I was like, okay, I gotta just go back and try to remember how to get through there, try to get back there, which I did. So I get to him, and, like, yeah, you know, he has, like, all these different radiation suits, but, you know, looking at them, it's very difficult to tell which ones are better or worse protection than the ones I already have. Like, there's no like anti-radiation stat or anything like that. It's just like text descriptions. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you click on this suit and it says whatever, developed in the Russian army in 1964, blah, blah, blah. You know, this suit offers good protection from radiation versus, you know, another one's like, this suit offers adequate protection from radiation. It's like, oh, which one's better? Are these fucking better than the one I have or what? I have no idea. You know, maybe it's, I was just like guessing. It's like, probably the more expensive one is better, and even that's not like a guarantee that that's true, because maybe it's more expensive because it offers more protection from like gunfire or some shit. Like, you know, maybe if there was a stat, maybe like the, you know, gunfire protection would have been way up and the radiation one was like low or whatever. But it's like, I have fucking no idea. So either way, like, they're all fucking stupidly expensive. So I just sold everything that I owned that wasn't like a med kit or my main gun or ammo. Just like sell everything that was fucking, like, all my artifacts, all that shit that I wasn't using, just sell all the shit to him to get some money just to buy like another suit that I could afford. Not even the best one that was there, but it's fucking just like, one I hope is better. Is all my money, it better be, or it's, I'm going to be fucked. Then I walked all the way back to where I was before. And message just pops up again, like, oh, you need a protective suit to pass. And, you know, that's fucking splendid. That's fucking great. So it turns out you can just walk around the radiation. You'll be fine. But regardless, from that point on, it doesn't matter, like, what armor you're wearing. Every enemy in the game just fucking murders you in a couple shots. It's mostly soldiers, but... you know, they start introducing like snipers and rocket launcher assholes, and even just like the normal fucking soldiers just pop, pop, and you pop, pop, and you drop. Meanwhile, you're fucking soaking up radiation regularly, so you have to go into your inventory and take radiation anti-radiation medication. And, when you do that, the game doesn't pause. So, it's a rough final stretch to the finish, I'll say that. It's not like so bullshit that it's like frustrating or anything, but they don't cut you many breaks. Like, you know, you're scraping by on ammo. You have like very little ammo, like all the shit that you had to like fucking, like, God, I'm probably carrying way too much ammo. That's why I'm fucking weighed down. I can't grab other shit to sell. So they have like, whatever, 500 rounds of fucking ammo. Like, that's ridiculous. But no, you go through them, and you know, you're going to run out, and you're going to be searching bodies and getting pissed off when it's like fucking, it's like, oh, I just killed like 10 guys in this area, and like, oh, none of them have fucking the ammo that I need, so can't pick up another gun, and I'm not going to be able to fucking like carry it with the weight limit, so I don't know, I'm just going to keep going forward and like, you know, pull up my pistol and try to just hope for the best. So, and yeah, when you're searching bodies too, it doesn't pause. The game doesn't pause either when you do that. So it's like fucking like, oh, I hope this guy, I think this guy is fucking the ammo I need, and fucking like, oh, cool, I'm getting shot and I'm dead and I'm fucking quick loading. There are some really cool, unique set pieces, though. You know, you're trying to shut off some psychic mind ray or something like that. You know, you're going through like this gauntlet of soldiers infiltrating a base, and meanwhile you're hallucinating these ethereal Lovecraft monsters that are appearing in yellow mist form. And it's pretty neat, you know, it's cool effects they use. They distort your vision, your ears ring, and you start, you know, you see shit. Almost like, you know, Eternal Darkness sanity effects or something. I'm not even sure if, like, the fucking the yellow, like, mind creatures can actually hurt you or do anything to you. Or there's just too much fucking death coming at you from every angle anyway to fucking even notice. Like, I'd see, like, some, like, dog thing, like, running up to me, and I think it fucking, like, swiped at me, or whether it touched me or not, or it affected my, you know, health or whatever. It was, I have no idea. But they look cool again. So, yeah, you shut off the Lovecraft's the Beyond machine, and you link up with a group of stalkers that are, they're all wearing exoskeletons. And one complaint I have with stalker, although I don't know if you even want to call it like a real complaint, I kind of understand why they did it for like balancing reasons. Otherwise it would have been a little on the easy side, and again, they want you to be scraping by the whole time. You know, you can loot everybody's, like, guns and fucking ammo and all that shit. Like, you know, med kits, everything. When you kill somebody, it's fucking, you can loot what they have on them. But you can't loot armor from dead bodies. So, you know, you're fighting alongside these guys in, like, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, like these metal exoskeleton rigs. And so, you know, it's like, if I could have, I would have just fucking taken one of them behind a building and slit their throats and fucking just nabbed one of them for myself. And like, fuck it, dude, cool. Now I have like some of the best armor in the game, I'd assume. But you know, you can't. So they, you know, then maybe I wouldn't have to reload the game every 30 seconds because I get my head blown off. But you can't do that. So that's kind of like, I'm like, oh man, I wish, you know what I mean? It's fucking all this cool shit here, but I just can't do it. At the beginning of the game, like one of the first things I did was just like, some military guy just sat there and like fucking like pelted him with a fucking pistol until I killed him. I could grab his gun. But you know, you can't do that to get somebody's armor. Unrealistic, I say this game is. But yeah, even as they're moving through the city with you, you know, guys are like, shooting out of windows and like sniping from rooftops, and they're all dying anyway. So, you know, I can take fucking the ammo, their supplies, weapons from their corpses, but none of that sweet, sweet candy armor. So I gotta take a sweet, sweet fucking break, and I will be back with more tales from the wasteland, the zone, as they call it, as the true stalkers call it. So yeah, I'm going through this town, right, with these stalkers, clearing out the town. And, yeah, and that is a neat level, though, even though I can't kill them and steal their armor. It feels almost like a completely different game entirely. There's no mutated creatures or any radiation you really have to worry about there. You're just moving through the city with the squad of soldiers, and you're getting assaulted by some real religious cult or something like that. I don't entirely know. The narrative in the game is kind of mushy, or maybe I wasn't paying attention to it as usual. I mean, that's not too off base for me. That usually happens. I mean, there are plenty of like PDAs you can pick up and read, you know, diary pages or whatever. You pick up fluid of bodies, like, oh, you picked up this guy's PDA. You can fucking like read through it and shit. And there's like descriptions for all the creatures and like little notes and all that shit around. But you have to like go in and actually like read it. Like, it doesn't like pop up or anything. Like there was like another minor glitch with that where, you know, you'd read one, or, you know, you'd read like a diary entry or whatever. And it's supposed to get, like, grayed out, you know, like, after you read. It's like, okay, I read that, it's grayed out. I know I have whatever or something else, like, I pick up that's new. Like, you know, it'll highlight green again. I know I can go through if I wanted to, like, keep up with it and, like, read it. Then the next time I opened up the list, everything would just be highlighted again. So it's like, I don't remember, like, what I read through. I'd start reading something, be like, I've already read through that. Then eventually I just gave up. Like, whatever, dude. Like, I'm just not going to read it. I stopped trying, believe it or not. because then you end up in like this all out war zone, like this huge fucking map. Some like town that's like the Ferris wheel is in there from Chernobyl or whatever city that is, Pripyat or whatever the fuck. I don't know my Russian geography. But you know, it's the Ferris wheel from the Gilead Up mission from Modern Warfare. And you got even like more friendly AI with you who, you know, they still die fairly quickly, but they're ammo caches with legs anyway. So it's fucking like, oh, cool, my guy died, but I'll just run over there and grab his ammo real quick. You know, there's helicopters overhead spraying machine gun fire and like shooting missiles. And at first I thought they were on my side. I'm like, yo, the helicopters all came in like behind us, like behind me and the fucking soldiers going to this town, and they're fucking mowing down all the fucking the cultists and shit. But then like the, you know, there'd be no enemies in the area around me. It'd be like completely clear of enemies. And it's fucking like, oh, here comes a helicopter. It just fucking swoops in and just like fires. It like seems like they're firing at me and fucking like trying to take me out, and they'd kill me and shit. You can hear them talk. You can hear like their radio chatter all the time, like for the, like the pilots, but it's they're talking in Russian. There's no subtitles, so I have no idea what they're saying. You know, they could be saying like, "Hey, watch out, buddy! I'm coming in, making a pass or whatever, or, you know, making a strafing run near your position," or it could be, you know, "Sorry, friendly fire or whatever when they get too close to you," something like that. Or, you know, it could be, you know, "I'm gonna fucking kill you," and then maybe there's some story about how the pilots are being mind controlled by whatever, or they're turned sides and they're with the cultists, they're betraying the stalkers or whatever. No idea. No speaking Z Russian. So I don't know what the hell that was about, but it's fucking, it's like, I'm just going to like hide out in a building until this helicopter passes. And then I'm going to come out, go out and like run as fast as I can, like away from them, because they're killing me just as much as the fucking, the enemies are. Regardless of what that was about, yeah, you're on a timer before the place blows up for some reason. Again, I couldn't understand the fucking end of the story. I had no idea what was going on, but there's a timer, and when that goes down, there's an explosion. I know that much. So you drop into a tunnel, and that's the last stretch. Yeah, that last stretch in Stalker is fucking brutal. There's just like a straight, narrow hallway. It's like super long. It's almost like pitch black. You can turn on a flashlight, but even like further than your flashlight can see, there'll be like a guy at like the far end of it with a Gauss rifle, and you know, he'll shoot you with that, and it'll just one shot you every time. You know, it's fucking, there's no real cover to speak of anywhere. It's like, hey, there's some wooden boxes, but the fucking Gauss rifle just go through it and just fucking just kill you anyway. You just hear it powering up for like half of a second, and then like when you hear that, it's like, I'll try to strafe to the left or the right really quick. There's a little bit of room that I have, and just hope, you know, just hope I don't get my fucking head blown off. And then when you do get like close enough to the guy, you actually have like a shot on him. We can actually see him and shoot him. like two or three more guys will come out into the hallway with, you know, regular soldiers with machine guns that will kill you in a couple seconds anyway. That was tough. Like, there's a lot of tough shit in there. Ridiculous to get through, comical even. You have a beat. It's like, all right, finally get up to the Goss guy. I can have my fucking, I'm aiming right at him. I can shoot him. Then like other two guys just fucking run in, blow me away, reload and, you know, quick load. And I'm like, it's like, all right, I got it. And at least I know what's coming. Like, as soon as I fucking like get into the hallway, like a second time, it's like, you have no time to even react. It's like, oh, stick your head out. Boom. Fucking head just blows off. Head explodes. And, yeah, but then I finally do it. Of course, it's like, fucking, well, at least I can take this guy's Goss rifle, but you know, I pick it up and it has like five rounds in it and there's no ammo on the body anywhere. And I don't even know like how the ammo was supposed to work for those things, for the Goss rifles, because it says something about, you know, I read the description again. There's a lot of shit just fucking text descriptions about like guns and shit. There are like some stats, like, you know, damage, accuracy, and all that shit, but it's fucking like, how does this thing like actually work? You try reading the description. Yeah, it says something about the gun being tied to the power of the artifact, and whatever that means. Like, it was just like, I guess I just can't get ammo for it, or is it using power from the artifacts that you have in your inventory? Like, I don't know. I don't speak Russian. But it's almost like useless to carry around anyway. You know, it's not like there's some bullet sponge final boss or anything like that, where it's like, oh, you want like your most, you know, this is really gonna help me fucking take out, you know, this fucking something with a bunch of fucking like hit points or armor or whatever. There's nothing like that. It's just fucking these just floods of soldiers that you're dealing with. They're just fucking coming in these hallways and shit. And, you know, it's like they're exiting out of a clown car. You see a fucking door. It's like, all right, you fucking just mowed down like six people. It should be good to go through. And like, you know, you fucking, before you can even like look left or right, just fucking, as soon as you poke your head in there too, it's like, oh, I'm dead. And I reload. I guess I'll fucking like, you know, throw a grenade or something, or fucking, you know, back out. Kind of ridiculous. So yeah, I mean that like Goss rifle is not really worth dropping. You'd have to like drop everything again in your fucking inventory, and it's like, all right, I have a Goss rifle, and this, you know, drop like my main fucking weapon now for this, and I'm gonna have five shots with it. I'll kill like five guys with it, and it's not really worth the trade off there. The final boss in the game is like a platforming section. You know, you make your way up to this glowing monolith, the wish granter that the cult was worshiping. Folk tales in the zone say that it will make your truest desires a reality. So, you know, you just make your way up through this fucking like trash pile thing and fucking, you know, climb ladders and go through like teleporters and shit. And, you know, then they give you a choice of like, what is your wish or whatever. And I pick like, I never want to see the zone again. And then your character goes blind, so we can never see the zone. You know, it's like fucking Aladdin's lamp, or like, you know, that Twilight Zone episode where the guy just wants the time to read and his glasses break. It's like, oh, I never want to see the fucking this zone again. And oh, you're blind. And then, you know, then the fucking credits roll. You know, the Wishmaster, Wes Craven's Wishmaster, like that old fucking parable. So, you know, you see that little cutscene play out and the fucking credits roll. And even those are glitched and everybody's names are displaying vertically, and you can't even fucking read like all the letters are like on top of each other. Like, it's like, how do they even fuck that? I mean, that's a new one for me. It's fucking like the simple thing, like these credits, just like names. It's like, I can't even read them. They're so fucked up. But that was pretty funny. Little anticlimactic ending for sure. But I actually did really like Stalker: Shadow of Chernobyl. I liked it quite a bit. You know, just for like the environments alone, you know, the atmosphere and the fucking, the towns you're going through and shit. They had like just the right mix of like emptiness. So it feels like a fucking, you know, like a wasteland you're going through. And then, these pockets of shit that will kill you, and, you know, these fucking like dangerous areas. So it's not like it's like boring, you know, just like walking around in like fields and shit. And, you know, it's fucking, it's pretty well designed, pretty compact still, but it's still like a big area. There's still like, you know, shit you explore and shit that you remember going to. Again, like when we had to go back all the way back to that scientist guy in the bunker, it's like I had to go pretty much across the map. It's like, okay, I remember this little area. I remember that tower there. I remember this shit. So really well designed. You always feel like you're struggling to survive. You know, you've got, the game has like some translation issues and I mentioned the glitches and all that shit, but it's one of those games where that's almost, that almost adds to the charm of it. So where the game itself feels like it's held together with duct tape and super glue. You know, like some of the fucking settlements that you visit, the same thing. Everything's kind of like creaky and like fucking falling apart. It's like this game feels like the same way. Like it's barely fucking holding itself together. There's definitely just like, you know, a world and an atmosphere in Stalker that's really unique. Even compared to like other post-apocalyptic games, compared to like, I think that's kind of what turned me off to when I first played it or whatever, when I first tried to play it and it gave up because it was crashing and I couldn't deal with it. But I'm like, I went into it thinking like, it's going to be like Fallout. Like it's going to be like this very linear or whatever, story-based RPG, you know, most RPGs you get in like a story dumps and all this shit. It's really not about that, though. It's just more about like, all right, here's this world, you're just in it, and, you know, there's a story, there's an ending and all that shit, but it's not gonna, you know, they're not gonna, like, spell all this shit out for you. You just gotta just go out and play and, like, experience it. They never, like, flat out spell out the history of, like, each faction, and they don't really give you, like, a timeline, or you're not, like, picking up logs that are detailing, like, you know, major events that led up to how the world you're playing in came to be, or if it's in there, it's too glitched to pay attention to anyway. So, you know, it's almost like all environmental storytelling, in the scenarios that they put you in, just by like playing through it. Like, it's like, all right, you get the feeling. It's like, all right, it's like this desperate fucking situation that you're in where you can die in like 2 seconds. You know what I mean? But they do all that through gameplay, and, you know, it's really fucking good. Again, it's got its problems, but it's fucking, I'm glad I played through it. I had fun. Would I recommend it to everybody? Like, would I be like, fucking, you know what I mean? Would I just say like, oh yeah, everybody should play Stalker? Probably not. I mean, you've got to be a pretty seasoned gamer who's not going to get frustrated at the first like broken quest or like crash or whatever. It's like, that shit's just going to happen. You just got to just go with it. You have to like figure shit out on your own until you find out like, all right, well, again, they're not like going to clearly spell out like what the rules are, like what you're supposed to be doing. Is you just have to figure out what works and what doesn't. And, you know, you might just try, you might have been doing something that worked and it's fucking like, okay, this is like, this gun sucks or whatever. Like, it was like something like that or fucking whatever, dude. Like, I wasn't stocking up on enough fucking ammo or whatever. So now I gotta like go back and it might set you back half an hour. Like, what happened to me to go get something I didn't even fucking need or whatever. Like, shit like that's gonna happen. But I liked it, and, you know, I'll probably, they have 2 expansions out I just haven't played them. I'll probably play those at some point. From what I've heard, I think one of them is supposed to be really good and the other one's supposed to be really bad. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. We'll see. I'll be the judge of that eventually. Again, it's fucking, you know, it's fucking like, oh, I'm glad I beat that, but I gotta take a break and do all this shit for now before I like go back into that shit. Speaking of Nazis, a new game actually did come out this week. And, one I was actually looking forward to, but it just completely fell off of my radar and everybody else's, I think. Like, I had heard nothing about this until I finally saw, like, just reviews popping up. I was like, really? That shit's out? I forgot about that. I was looking forward to that for a long time. Zombie Army 4, which has a generic ass title, so that alone may or may not ring any bells for people. Or, you know, Zombie Army 4, is that like fucking Bikini Zombie Samurai Squad or whatever, Zombie Schoolgirl Massacre, whatever the fuck I was playing? This is just Zombie Army 4. It's the new zombie spinoff of the Sniper Elite series. You know, the last one was Zombie Army Trilogy, which were actually older games that they collected and remastered the previous three. You know, the Sniper Elite 1, 2, and 3. It's like, all right, here's like a little DLC thing. the Zombie Army games, and they took like the three of those and like, all right, well, here's like a standalone thing you can play. That shit was like, I played, I never even heard of them until like the trilogy came out. Then I played them and I'm like, fucking, like, oh, it's fucking awesome. Like, I fucking love those games. I actually reviewed Zombie Army Trilogy, as a matter of fact, and I was just like blown away by how good it was, like better than it had any right to be. Where it's just like, here's like, we just took what we had, and it's like, here's like some dumb zombie shit or whatever, like you would think, but they did a fucking fantastic job of them. Those three were just like add-ons to the Sniper Elite games, but Zombie Army 4 is like a completely from the ground up, like a standalone title. So yeah, they really went all out this time, and it does feel like a complete game on its own. Not that the other ones didn't feel like complete, because I really like those ones, but it took them like bundling like the three expansions together to make it feel like more than a novelty. If just fucking like, well, these are, you know, you could probably get through them in like whatever, 4 hours or something, but you bundle them all together and you play them back to back, like the story connects and shit, and it's like all this shit is fucking, it's like, oh, it's pretty fucking cool that they, again, seeing what they did over like a 10-year span, and then it's fucking, it's like, oh, here it is all together, and everything just like flows together and like connects. It's fucking, that's really fucking cool. But just by itself, Zombie Army 4 is fucking just crazy loaded with shit to begin with. The simplest way to describe it is, it's pretty much Left 4 Dead. You know, it's a co-op shooter with zombies, and you're just making your way from safe room to safe room, you know. It's just like, all right, here's like a little base or whatever, now just go in like a linear path and just make it to the next fucking area. And you're doing that through themed stages, and you know, at the end of each stage, there'll be a big like arena slash like horde fight, you know, where it's just fucking stay alive, survive the zombie attack, and let's fucking throw a bunch of shit at you. That's pretty much it. I mean, that's the game, but I think I like this much better than fucking Left 4 Dead, because first off, I think it plays a hell of a lot smoother when you're playing solo, as I usually do. I mean, there's no like AI bots or anything you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about them like doing stupid shit. You'll just be by yourself and it feels fine like that. And the fucking zombies aren't like endlessly respawning. So it's not like the goal of it is just to fucking, it's not like you just really want to just rush from like point A to point B. You don't want to just rush through the levels as fast as you can. Like, you know, you're fucking taking your time trying to clear out like everything, because you're getting, you want to kill as much shit as possible. You're getting XP and shit, and like exploring, because you find like all like these upgrades, and plus it's just fun. I think it's like it's just fun just sitting there like shooting fucking zombies in the head and shit. Again, whereas like Left 4 Dead and like that game just felt kind of like glitchy and just fucking like, I don't know, it's like a bunch of shit. You're just like shooting at like a wall of shit coming at you. Like, this is more deliberate. And so I haven't even gone through all of the stages yet in the game, but I saw that they had a some like timed special event that they were running where they wanted you to go through the first stage of the game, which I'm probably on like the third or the fourth now. But I saw that, it's like, hey, go through the first stage of the game and use only the sniper rifle, and you know, they gave you like unlimited ammo for it. So go, if you can do that, like, we'll give you like a white skin for the, you know, like an all white skin for the fucking sniper rifle, whatever. And I didn't even care about the skin. Like, I saw that, I'm like, I don't really care about the skin so much. I just kind of want it. It sounds like fucking fun. Just like going through like the entire first level. I've already played through and just going through with just unlimited fucking sniper ammo and just sniping everything. And it was because, you know, they're using the Sniper Elite engine. So surprise, you know, the sniping's pretty satisfying to do. You know, you can do that thing where you hold your breath and the game will do like a slow motion thing, and you can it'll give you like an exact point where your shot's gonna land, almost like auto aim, kind of just kind of like highlights whatever enemy you're on, and then like there'll be like a diamond or whatever, and it'll just like get smaller and smaller, get more precise the longer you wait, so you can like hit shit further off. And you know, if you hit a long shot, or you know, if you get like a particularly good shot off with the rifle, or you know, it could be somebody close to you, but, you know, the bullet might go through somebody's eye and, like, come out the back of their head, and then it goes through somebody else, you know, comes out the back of their head and fucking goes through somebody's heart that's behind them and shit. You do that, you get, like, those awesome slow-motion X-ray bullet cams. It, you know, just shows, like, the the fucking heads exploding, and, you know, you see, like, their skeletons, like an X-ray cam, and the fucking, you know, heads are, you see, like, the eye exploding, the fucking guts exploding, intestines blow off people's fucking balls. You see, like, their actual, like, you know, X-ray of their balls, like, fucking, like, blowing up and shit. And that never gets old. Never. You know, you just press the trigger and you see like that activated. You see like the camera swing around, so it's facing like towards you, towards your character, and you know, it's like, oh, I can just like sit back, like, oh, I made a fucking good shot, like I nailed that, and you're just like, all right, sit back for a couple seconds, watch the shit play out. It's fucking fun. Always a good time. I always thought that was fun. Still do, even after all, like, the, you know, other games have done it, like Mortal Kombat. It's like, oh, we've got like our X-ray thing and blah. It's like, no, the Sniper Elite ones are still the fucking best. Like, they're so good. That was like, I was playing that mission with, you know, replaying that with those special conditions where they're giving you, it's like, they just want you to snipe. But normally, if you're just playing the game, it's not all about sniping. You generally pick off as many zombies as you can from a distance, then, that's like your first thing you're doing is, you know, it's sniping heavy, but I mean, it's fucking, it's like, all right, I see zombies in the distance, I'm going to stop, try to snipe them, but, eventually, you know, just like a, you'll see like a wall that'll come down, like right near you, and it's like, okay, zombies are coming out of this, stumbling out of this fucking building and attacking you right there, so it's like, I'm probably not going to be able to snipe them, I'm going to switch to something else, or, and they'll be like falling from the sky for whatever reason. They'll be like, you know, there might be like a, you'll be in like a city, there'll be like a bridge ahead of you, like above you or whatever. You just see them up there. It's like, again, you can snipe them, but there'll be like 30 of them, and chances are you can't. So they'll just like fall off and end up like right at your feet and shit. Yeah, I mean, they're very creative. This is like the main hook of this game, of like all these zombie army games, where it's fucking, it's like, they're just like so creative about like setting up these fucking like different situations where, you know, it's fucking like, oh, you know, fucking different enemy types and all that shit, and different fucking, you know, it's fucking different ways to throw fucking zombies at you to fucking make you kill them, which is all you can really ask for in life. Which is something you would think has been done to death. Get it? Done to death. But, yeah, so, you know, you'll be funneled down some flooded basements, and, you know, you'll be in one of the stages in Venice, Italy. So the streets are all flooded and shit. It's like, all right, well, you're going, like, through these flooded, like, houses and all that shit. And, you'll see, like, bubbles in the water, and then like fucking it's like, oh, they'll pop up from the water, they're right in front of you, and you have to switch to like closer range weapons, you know, an SMG or a shotgun, and because you're in, you know, you're waist deep in the water, it's slowing you down, you can't just like sprint. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna sprint backwards and then pull up my sniper rifle and snipe them like that. Or you'll be in a room where there's multiple hallways connected to it, and there's like, you know, fucking horde, they'll throw hordes of them at you just coming. It's like, I can't, I'm not going to be able to like snipe every one of these, all fucking like 50 of these coming at me from three different angles. So you have to like lay down trip wires or set mines, or again, the Sniper Elite games, or there was some of this, a lot of that too, where it's, you know, you're trying to like bait people into fucking traps and all that shit. Tossing grenades and all that shit, like fucking incendiary grenades and electric grenades and all this shit, all these like secondary items and weapons and shit you have. So yeah, it's a very different vibe from, most of the other zombie horde killing games. There's a lot of them, and it's just fucking like, oh, it's another zombie game, blah, blah, blah. But I think it feels different. You know, it's not like modern weaponry. You're not going around like an M16 or like whatever, like these modern assault rifles and all that. They're Nazi zombies, so it takes place during World War II. So you have all like the, you know, that weaponry. It's slower, but it's not like too slow. I think it really captures that feeling of like, you know, you look at them from a distance. Again, you know, when you're trying to snipe them, you see them a mile out. It's like, they're these stupid slow zombies. I can just sit back here and pick them all off. Like, whatever. What are they going to do? And then, like, you know, you just see like a hand rising up in your scope as you're looking down. It's like, holy shit, this one, like, right there. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there's like five of them that came out from like a train or whatever, like right near me. It's just all that shit. That shit just happens like constantly. You know what I mean? You know, there's all sorts of like unlocks and upgrades and perks and all that shit from, you know, other games that you would expect. It's like all that shit's in there. Which you would probably want to do. Like, it's fucking, it's pretty Call of Duty-esque, like, leveling system where it's, you're just getting, you know, better, you know, all these perks of like, oh, your gun does more damage, your gun fucking sniper rifle will shoot out like an electricity bullet or whatever, then like the next upgrade will be like a little arc to other people, other fucking zombies and all that shit. So you probably want to start beefing that shit up before you bump the difficulty up, because because it is based off of Sniper Elite. On the harder settings, it's not like there's just going to be, they're not going to just throw more zombies at you, or it's not like they're just like, oh, the same fucking shit, but they have more hit points or anything like that. It's not like they're going to take more bullets to kill them. It's like fucking, as far as the sniping goes, it's like the harder difficulties. I remember like Sniper Elite's like authentic is pretty much like no HUD, and you're gonna have to compensate for like bullet drop and like wind speed and all that shit. You're gonna have like no, I'm just playing on medium right now, like normal. If something does come up behind you, like there'll be like a little like indicator on the screen, like a white little curve or whatever, like a little, almost like a hit marker, directional arrow being like, hey, there's something behind you, which is just like a something that just pops up real quick to let you know, like, all right, there's something, you know what I mean? There's something that's going to grab me or whatever. So, I mean, they'll take that, all that shit off. So yeah, it's not quite as simple as fucking like, oh, it's just going to take more ammo. You know, it gets more realistic as you go. Yeah, still have like a couple more stages to go, I think, but yeah, Zombie Army 4, it's pretty fucking cool so far. I mean, the other ones were great. Again, I love the other ones because they took something like so stupid and like B-movie simple, like horror movie, old school horror movie concept of like, hey, Nazi zombie, sure, and they just like ran wild with it. And they did that three times, and they just kept, hey, you think it would get old, but they just kept coming up with different shit. And again, it's like, oh, isn't Call of Duty zombies, isn't that like World War II Nazi zombies, kind of? But, I mean, like, the later call, it's like the Call of Duty zombies is more like arcadey, like action-y, and they just kind of like pile on all the shit on top of each other to make it more complicated, or Zombie Army 4 is still, it's just like still like a simple game. It's just very, very simple. It's just fucking just like the simple concept of going one room to the other. Like, you just go down this path, but it's just well designed. They're digging deeper into zombie movie history, and you know, there's fucking like zombie sharks. Like, fucking, it's kind of like they took inspiration from Zombie 2, I think, with the fucking zombies punching the shark underwater. It's like, hey, it was fucking throw zombie sharks in there. We haven't done that yet. Like, they just like keep coming up with more shit to do, and that's like a joke. It's like part funny, and it's part like, that's fucking awesome that they keep like coming up with like unique shit. Oh, here's a fucking freight train full of zombies, like it was going to fucking Auschwitz or something like that, and it's fucking, they're all fucking piling out of there. It's pretty brilliant and stupid, which we like. Speaking of both brilliant and stupid, I'm working on a project of sorts. I'm going back through all of the old episodes of this podcast, and I'm taking like all the songs, like all the music that I've used throughout the years. 200, what are we on, like 239 episodes, I've used probably like three songs a piece, that's like 600-700 songs, something like that. So I'm going through like all those, just going through like the descriptions of them, and I'm compiling them into a playlist on YouTube. Well, I'm going through it, but I'm kind of like cutting out some of the jokier, more context related songs. You probably don't want to hear like a 10-hour loop of the Bubble Bobble theme in the middle of a fucking playlist. I'm trying to keep the like the songs, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you enjoy my terrible musical tastes, but you don't give a shit about video games, maybe, or you can't stand the sound of my ragged, stuttery-ass voice, maybe. Check that out. Check out that playlist on YouTube. I'll just go to my channel there on the YouTube's Absolute Deicide. And if look on the playlist tab, and there's one called GFP Radio. All of the hits, none of this shit, which is probably not a good idea in terms of like forcing people to listen to my nonsensical rambling. But there you go. You know, if that's your thing. Like I said, I use like custom soundtracks and shit all the time when I can, but although it's on YouTube, so if you don't have like whatever it is, YouTube Red, a ton of fucking ads, it's fucking obnoxious. Where it's like, you know, I'm like, oh, I kind of want to throw on, hit like shuffle and listen to shit. It's like after every song, it's like, hey, here's a 30-second ad. Cool, like fucking that's terrible. And you know, they're not my videos. I'm not getting. It's just like a list of other people's videos that I made. So. Yeah, I mean, said bring it up, pitch shuffle, and you'll have a nice case of schizophrenia before you know it. I'm still adding to it, and I will continue to do so. I'm just, like, going through. It takes a little bit. It's not difficult, but it's just fucking, like, I just got to go through and, like, search. All right, here's this video of this song. Just add that and just keep going. If the artists ever decide to come after me and want a cut of all of my profits that I made from that, they'll have to pay me hundreds, if not thousands of dollars of hosting fees and all that shit that I've never recovered. So, if you want to help build my legal fund, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. If you're a lawyer or at the very least a Jew, email podcast@gruntfreepress.com and maybe I'll throw you a few shekels for your trouble, for your advice. I'm Absolute Deicide. AKA Stalker, as they call me, and that is very little to do with any video game. That was before that game was even out. I'm the original Stalker.
Get out of here, Stalker. Get out of here, Stalker. Get out of here, Stalker.
А зверьё тут.
Get out of here, Stalker. Get out of here, Stalker.
Deadly anomalies, dangerous mutants, anarchists, and bandits. None of them will stop duty on its triumphant march towards saving the planet.
Get out of here, Stalker. We'll be right back.
lost in here. What better time than now?
Can't stop us now! Oh, hell! Can't stop us now! Oh, hell! Can't stop us!